It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Wapakoneta High School. Girls varsity game getting ready to 10 minutes away, 5, 10, whatever it is, till they start introducing. I'm here with Diana Rammel. How are you today, Diana? Oops, I think I forgot to turn you on. Let's try it this way.
There I am. As I say, I don't hear myself, but yeah.
No, neither did anybody else. Now I can hear you.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. But yeah, I'm doing well. I can't complain.
You'd have to shout really loud.
Yes. For anybody to hear me. Yeah.
That wouldn't work.
So yeah, welcome. Welcome to Walpock Redskins High School.
So, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're here, you know, what was your, well, first let me ask you about Whitley. Her ankle, she did go back in. I saw the trainer talking to you.
Yep, she tweaked it a little bit. She's been having some shin pain that we've kind of been trying to deal with.
I saw some tape that looked like that might be.
Yeah. She's been getting better. I mean, the pain's a lot better, but I think that just favoring a little bit has weakened maybe the ankle a little bit. But yep. She tweaked it a little bit, and they taped her up and put her in, and she's a tough kid, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
It's going to take a lot to keep her down.
Yeah.
Even if she's in pain, you're not going to know about it. So.
Yeah, when she went back out there, she didn't look like she was favoring it at all, even though it might have hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
You could tell she was really hurting coming off. She was very gingerly putting her, was that left foot, I believe, down a little bit.
But, yes. But testing was, I saw Jill do some testing on it, and it, negative on a lot of the tests she did. So,
Good.
Just a little tweak, I think she'll be okay.
It couldn't be too serious, or she wouldn't have let her even get off the chair with much less go in and play a couple minutes.
Yeah, I think they had planned on dressing her varsity, and Jill said, let's just pack her down on ice. So that's probably a good decision.
Yep, I think it is. No need to rush that.
Nope, I agree.
And it'd be nice to do that, and it's a good thing for the kids, but I don't think we need to take that chance. That's not a chance you want to take. So
I agree. And the JV team, they're so close, but so far, you know. I mean, we lost again today, 31-29, and
I thought it was a lot like the game before, where a lot of the shots were on goal, the kids were hustling, the shots that were in line, but they just were either a little too hard or a little too soft.
Yep.
And that's all going to take care of itself. These kids are fun to watch.
Yeah.
Mostly freshmen again. We did have Elena Evers and Macy Day in there. Macy Day helped quite a bit with the ball handling.
Yeah, she did.
She's got 3 years experience or 2 full years of experience. Uh-huh. The girls that are out there had 1 game experience. So,
there's
a lot of difference when they start putting a little pressure on.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
Let's take a quick little break, and then we'll come back and have a talk with Coach Brian Patch.
Okay.
And we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want. Whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more, they have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
For over 120 years, Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, has provided top-notch equipment, parts, and service to area farmers. If you've never been to Hall Brothers, please stop in and take a look around. Not only do we carry farm equipment from Case IH, Kubota, J&M, Mayrath, MacDon, Bush Hog, and many others, but we also carry Lawn and Garden, Toro, Cub Cadet, Grasshopper, and Echo chainsaws and trimmers. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit kalppharmacy.com for details or email info@kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Brian Patch at Wapakoneta, getting ready to play the Lady Redskins. Coach, we had a loss Thursday night, but it seemed like we did a lot of good things also. What kind of positives came out of that, and what are we looking at building on from Thursday's loss?
Going back and looking at the film, we saw some individual kids that did some good things for us. As a team, it got better in the second half, I feel. I think a lot of that was with our youth, which we know coming into it was going to be, something we had to deal with. For the first game, a lot of those kids were very nervous and hesitant to do some things because they were afraid to make mistakes. And as we told them, in the process of trying to not make mistakes, you end up making mistakes. So kind of forget that. Don't worry about it. When you play a sport, any sport, you're going to screw up. You're going to make mistakes. But playing hard kind of overcompensates or makes up for some of those mistakes you make. So we just got to let that, don't worry about messing up and just go play. And I think in the second half, kind of when our back was to the wall, we just did that and we saw some progress. Not to be trying to make excuses, but all summer long we still didn't have all of our kids. We still don't have them all right now, so we're still trying to figure out kind of our style of play, how we want to play, where people fit into it. We're still trying to, work in progress to try to figure out who we are and hopefully try to figure out what we can become as a team as we go through. So, like I said, it's just another opportunity, as we told the kids, it's another opportunity for us to get better as individuals and as a team, and we got to continue to take advantage of those opportunities.
So, Kiara Wendell is out with a little bit of an ankle problem. How long till she's back, and then what are we looking at needing to do this afternoon to take on the Lady Wapakoneta Lady Redskins?
Not really sure how long she's out. That's a good question. She's already missed 1 week of preseason. We set her out on her own just because she twisted an ankle, and so we set her out, and then she came back and then hurt it again. Not even in basketball. She actually heard it at home walking up and down the stairs. So now she's out a week again. But she's a difference maker for us because she makes us go on offense. We want to try to play fast, and so she's a point guard who can help us play fast. And then plus, she's one of our better defenders, pretty good shooter for us, and set other people up, get easier shots. So we really miss that piece of it, not having her around. But today, watching Walpaw play earlier against St. Henry, they run some man stuff on defense. They play a little 2-3. They press a little bit here and there. So our other kids are going to have to make sure they step up and handle the ball and make good decisions. I think we ended up with 20 turnovers in the game the other night. That's way too much playing against a half-court 2-3 zone. And so we got to make sure that we clean that part up, especially if we're going to get pressed a little bit or if we see some man. And make better decisions on offense. And then defensively, we had some kids, out of position a lot. So we just got to do a better job of guarding them. They have a nice post player inside, number 15, Wilson Girl. And then they have some really nice guards that can shoot it a little bit, get to the hole. And so, we just got to make sure that we come ready to play and that we play hard and try to play smart.
All righty. Thank you. Thanks, Pooch Patch. We'll be back with the remainder of the Wayne Street Market pregame show right after this message from Hastings Auto Sales.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery. Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hey, and welcome to Wapakoneta High School. The announcing of the starters is a little loud. I hope everybody can hear us. But
I can't hardly hear myself.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
Yep.
They got it booming in here, but I think that's one reason why we often like to play our tournament games here, boys and girls.
Yep.
This is a great sound system. They crank it up.
They sure do. Yep. It is good and loud.
So you have our starters.
I do. I have starting for Fort Recovery. I have a 5'3" Brenna Holman, 5'5" Brooke Colley, 6'2" Olivia Pat, Mal Mullenkamp, and Allie Vaughn. So those are our starters for Fort Recovery. And then in for Wapak, we have Audra Schaub, Samantha Sutton, Mackenzie Wilson, Katie Engel, and Jessica Davis. So about to tip off here and see what the girls can do.
Getting ready for their Easter Energy tip off. Who do we have jumping for us and them?
We've got Val Mullenkamp, and jumping for Wapak is Mackenzie Wilson.
Okay.
And it looks like Val loses the tip off. 22 drives it in. Olivia Patch blocks the pass in. So Fort Recovery Indians are dribbling down the ball with Allie Vaughn taking the ball down. Aggressive player. She had a great night, I thought, the other night. Just a very aggressive player. Brenna Holman to college to Val Mullenkamp, keeping it up high. Val Mullenkamp's driving. She's driving. She's putting her back into it and dishes it back out to Brenna Holman. Brenna to Val. A lot of good ball movement. Val just a jump shot out of the middle, and she misses it. Great rebound by Brooke Collick. I tell you, she's aggressive. Great play by
Olivia Patch,
a little turn and spin around, kind of half hook and
like a hook shot. Who was our 80s player, NBA hook shot, or who was that? That's kind of what that looked like.
That was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, yeah. Yep. She did have a nice little spin.
I had a heck of a hook shot 50 years ago. I couldn't make it, but it was a pretty shot.
Oh, that's funny. So Indians still have the ball. They bring it in. Olivia Patch to Brooke Collins. Brooke Collins to, she's stuck in the corner here. Steal. Steal by number 15, Mackenzie Wilson, and she takes it. Oh, almost travels. Mm-hmm. Fake shot, and she makes it. So she was able to hold her foot there. So yep. First 2 points of the game by Wapak Wilson.
6 foot player. She's kind of like a Val.
Yeah.
She's tall and can handle the ball.
Handle the ball
very well.
Yep, she does.
Val, I was just going to say something a minute ago about Val being able to handle the ball so well, and there comes another team just like her.
Yeah, we're going to play tough, I think, tonight. Walpock's got a great defense on us. Great little overpass to Willie Patch, who gets fouled.
Yep. It was a nice pass inside, nice move. Just didn't quite go in, but got a little foul.
Yeah, that's what we want to see. So, and our who's our foul line sponsor right now?
Hull Brothers.
All the games.
They're,
so thank you, Hull Brothers, for being
our quarter sponsors. Changed the first quarter here is Fort Camp Excavating.
Oh yeah. Good. So first one in is good by Olivia Patch. So she's got her first point of the night. I had plans to try to keep stats, but I may fail at that. We'll see.
Yeah.
So Olivia Patch is getting ready to take her second shot. And it's good. So Olivia gives us 2 points for the game. So now we're tied at 2. 6.5 minutes left in the first quarter. So we're just getting really started here. So Indians are doing a little, what is this, man-to-man, I believe?
Yeah, I'm not smart enough to tell you.
I know. I'm trying to learn. It looks like, they're trying to get through. So definitely man. A little aggressive, and they got a little good. Ooh, and they take a shot and miss it, and it goes out of bounds. So Fort Recovery ball.
Yep.
Nobody wanted that rebound.
Yeah, Indians had their hands on it and lost it. Wapakoneta had their hands on, lost it, and tipped it out of bounds, and Indians have it with Allie Vaughn bringing it up.
Yep. Nobody wanted that rebound. So Allie Vaughn's bringing the ball down the floor, and she's driving in and kicks it back out to Val Mollenkamp for the three-point shot, and she misses it. And then 15 fights with Olivia Patch for the rebound, and the possession arrow goes to the Wapak.
Mackenzie Wilson, and she's the one we were talking about. She's a pretty good player.
She is a good player. She looks very, very aggressive, and she's got the height and everything. She just, you can tell she's a good ball player. So Wapak Kaneta is looking to score here. And again, Indians giving a lot of pressure with this man-to-man. They're having a hard time getting through some of these screens, but as long as they can keep them shooting outside and they keep missing, I think we'll be all right. Little drive and shoot by 32, and she misses. A rebound down to Brenna Holman, who happens to be in the right spot at the right time. Val Mollenkamp brought the ball down to Brenna Holman. Brenna Holman over to Val to the left, and then into Olivia Patch, and then, oh, what a beautiful pass.
And
Allie Vaughn just misses it.
Wide open, just misses it.
Yep.
Bounced off the front.
Yep. Good ball movement by Wapak down to 15. Little three-point almost shooting. Nope. Little 15-foot jumper by number 15. She gets two more.
Mackenzie Wilson is a pretty good player.
Yeah, she is.
Returning, and she's a junior.
Yep, and she is a returning letter winner. So nice player she is, you can tell. Ooh, a little Allie Vaughn kind of tosses a little bit too high for Brooke Collins. Can't handle it. So turnover there. Wapak is to the left, number 32. So looks like they're over 3 point shot up, and it's no good. And Allie Vaughn gets the rebound. Good hustle. Okay, with short one. Good into, boy, I tell you what, we're throwing the ball a lot down into the middle to Olivia Patch, and I think they need to keep doing it. It's a good play, and we're open.
One was a little bit low for the handle, and she just didn't do well.
Again.
That one's into to Mackenzie Wilson again.
Yep.
She has all six of their points. Yep. They lead 6-2.
Yeah, I think Olivia picked the wrong side on that one. I don't know. I don't know how you defend something like that when they got their whole body on you, you know.
And she's, if she was slow slow and not good, that right. might not be so hard to do. But this right. girl's very good. She's right. an outstanding basketball
yeah, she
player.
Is. Yeah.
We watched her 3 minutes and 15 seconds, and it's yep. not hard to tell. She's really good.
Yep, yep. So Val Mullican takes a little jump shot and misses that one. And ball goes back to Wapak, down to Wilson, and she dishes it out to number 32, a left-hander. 22, I'm sorry, Jessica number 22, Davis. Left-handed three-point. Did they give her three for that one? Yep. So Brian Pass wants to talk about it, so we're going to take a little break.
Ford's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Ford's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Ford's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Ford's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
So we're back. So Brian Pass wanted to talk to the girls about it a little bit. I noticed a little bit of an offensive change here compared to Thursday night. It looks like they got Livia Patch down.
Yeah.
I didn't see her down much on Thursday night. So
yeah, she played around the foul line quite a bit.
Trying
to do a little. And, you know, I don't know if that's because of we decided to do it that way or that works better against
this
team.
Yeah. But, I think it's just that coaching decision that I don't know anything about. So kudos for Brian Pass. The switch. I think before this is all said and done, that's going to be the right decision. Looks like Paige Forkamp is on the floor now.
Yeah.
Indians are down 8-2. Looks like they only gave that girl a two-pointer.
Good.
So Indians, they're fighting for a turnover. So it looks like Brenna Holman might have, she didn't quite turn it over because it looks like we get the ball back, but it was a serious loose ball hustle to the other end of the floor.
Nope, they're calling to giving it to.
Oh, they are giving it to Wapak. Yeah,
we went out there to take it out.
Wow, that girl slid halfway out of bounds.
I couldn't tell which one. I know their player was sliding out of bounds and had the ball, but she might not have been out of bounds before she got it.
Right. So great play into McKenzie, but she travels.
Yep.
So that's what we want to see. And I think Brenna Holman made a great play there
because
she had to skip around Brenna, and that's what made her travel. So that was a nice play by Brenna Holman.
Yeah, that happened several times in the JV game where they have the ball go to turn and somebody's there and they travel.
Yep. So
they only called it about half the time because most of the time it didn't make a lot of difference. But that's been happening a bunch. And
Oh, nice shot by there. And there is Brooke Hollick.
Paige Forkamp had that nice jumper from about 12 feet off the back of the rim. And
then there's Brooke Collick under the rim, under that basket to get that rebound. So great play by those two. So Indians got the ball, and they're getting ready to dish it in. And we have a foul away from the ball on Wapakoneta.
Number 22 is holding. Olivia, I believe, is who she was grabbing a hold of, trying to keep her from getting around there to get the ball.
Yeah, I wasn't sure who she was holding, but ball in to Val Mullenkamp. She's driving, and she's shooting. She travels.
Yeah, she did take a little shuffle
there. I thought she did, too.
There's been a couple of times in this game and several in the JV game that happened, but it's early and it just doesn't make a lot of difference, so why stop the play? But that one probably that changed possessions it's a legitimate call.
Yeah, I thought it was a good call. So while Pock's got the ball, they're running around and 22 shoots it, and they cannot get they make a good play, but Olivia or Allie Vaughn is there to get the ball, and she's just going to take it to the hole. And she doesn't get her two, Val Mullenkamp and Olivia Patch are there to almost clean it up. They both missed some little bunnies, hard-fought bunnies. I mean, they got two girls defending them. So,
that's three shots that should have gone in. Yep. Allie's should have gone in.
Yep.
And Val got the rebound, went up. It went off the rim, and Olivia got it.
Yep, but she gets the foul. So.
She got the foul.
Yep.
And just a little bit long.
Yep.
8-2 is our score. 2:02 left in the first quarter in Fort Camp excavating
first quarter.
Yeah, Olivia Patch takes her first free throw and misses it. And in for the Indians is Hope Wendell. A strong, three-person, maybe a four. I'm not sure. They number the girls now in basketball.
She is a hustler, and she's a strong player.
Strong,
and
yes.
smart. I am. And she's. I like to watch her play.
I do, too. Great defense by the Indians. They force the ball out of bounds, but it's out of bounds on the Indians, so they're getting, putting some great pressure on the Wapakoneta Redskins. So. Wapak is inbounds the ball. Indians are down 8-3 in this first quarter. Hopefully we can. We are getting our hands on some balls. Let me tell you.
Yep.
Trying to get some steals and out to number 22, who almost travels, and then she drives to the basket and gets the foul. Looks like Paige Forkamp might have got that foul. Yep. So Wapak is going to go to the line. I'm anxious to see what Hope brings to the floor here. She's a nice player. She's a strong. She's one of those players that Whitley, my freshman, when they practiced together, she says, "Mom, Whitley or Hope is so strong. She that girl uses her body to its advantage.
Yep.
You know, she doesn't have a height, but she's a strong girl, and she does a nice job. So I'm anxious to see her do some good things.
And she knows the game. That boxing out on that rebound. We made the basket, but she was boxing.
Right.
She boxed two of them out.
Yep. Nobody was getting through her. Nobody.
No. Might have got over top of her, but it'd have been a foul on her.
Yep. So Wapak gets one of those. Indians got the ball now. Olivia Patch at the top. She runs it over to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn drives but gets fouled, so that's what we want to see. Vaughn gets fouled, and we get to take the ball out. Val Mullenkamp is in for Olivia Pat, so Olivia's going to take a little rest.
It's a fourth team foul on Wapakoneta. Indians have one.
Good to know. So ball's in to Val Mullenkamp, and she's going to drive and shoot. Drive and shoot, and she just misses it, but Hope Wendell is there to clean it up.
Yes.
That's what she does. Hope Wendell's there to clean it up, and she scores, and she gets the foul. That's what that girl does. You know, I watched her in junior high. And
we got an interesting discussion going on with the Wapakoneta coach and one of the officials.
Oh.
And they're,
I didn't see it.
Well, they don't look happy with each other. I don't know that I've seen that before, but they're not like screaming or anything, but I've never seen an official that animated.
Interesting. I missed it. I wasn't looking at that. So.
I wasn't trying to, but I just like...
You couldn't miss it, right?
Yeah. Well, the one official's 6'6".
Right. So. Yeah, you can't miss him. Yeah. Hopes is out. Paige
Forkamp saved it.
Yeah.
But saved it to Val, who was right on the line.
Yeah.
So it'd be Wapakoneta.
So Indians are pressing. Oh, and Brooke Colling makes a great play, and we just can't make our money.
That.
There we go. We have three attempts at the ball, and not one of them falls.
Not one.
Brooke Colling makes a great steal, turn, spin, jump, misses. Who missed the second one? Allie Vaughn missed the second one.
I think that Paige might have missed both of them.
With
three shots at it, and all of them should have gone in.
Yep, yep.
But we are shooting foul shots. Yep. So.
So Paige Forkamp's on the line, and she misses her first foul. Foul shot.
So that foul was on Addie Allen. That's her second in less than a minute.
Good.
So she has two. Everybody else has one for Wapakoneta. That's her sixth.
Okay, so the Indians are down 5-9. So Forkamp, second foul shot is no good, and Hope Wendell gets the foul. She might have pushed a little bit on the
ball. She kind of went over the girl's back.
She was
trying just a little too hard to get that rebound. She was bound and determined, and the ball went slightly different from where she was hoping it would.
Yeah, so Indians, lots of pressure on this inbounds play, so we'll see what Wapak does to get the ball down the floor.
Just under a minute.
Yeah. So we'll see if we can't hold them to 10 seconds. Oh, no, they get the ball over and in. And great defense by Hope Wendell, who causes a turnover there.
Yep.
That girl is making stuff
happen.
Minnie
tried to get it out to Saunders, maybe?
Yeah.
I can't remember which one was out there.
Yeah,
but
just can't handle it.
No, we caused them to make a bad pass.
Yeah.
45 seconds now.
The Indians are going to take their time here. In front of Holman to the right side to Book. And Book's going to drive, not get anywhere, come back out. Ball to Paige, to Brenna. Brenna's looking, she's driving, and she says, you know what, I'm just going to take this in. Bounce pass to Hope Wendell. And
way too many people in between.
Yep, way too many. So I think trying to get it between people, and that just isn't working. Drive and the dish, and Walpock misses it. And Indians, I believe, get a foul. White. Yep, foul on White. Ooh. I thought it was us. So
Cassie Saunders. Yeah. there's a lot of bumping going on.
There was.
And
I thought for sure that was us. Looked like it, but
well, so usually it is in that situation.
Yes.
So there was.
Yeah. So Allie Vaughn is back in for Brooke Collig.
15 seconds.
Yeah, we got an easy toss in. So. I'm not sure what's going on here. The referees are signaling.
It's seventh foul, so it's a 1-1.
Gotcha. So Brenna gets to shoot. Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
So 1-on-1, Brenna Holman's at the line.
I think he's explaining because the official looked up the scoreboard. We have 7 fouls and they had 2.
Yeah.
Well, that is how, they had 4 before we had any, and every one of them was legitimate.
Yep. So first point scored by Brenna is good. So puts the Indians down now just 9-6.
At this one, it's within 2.
Yeah, ball is up, and it's going to roll right in, but whistles are blowing.
And I think she said Brenna was across the line.
Looks like she went across the line. Okay. I didn't see it, but I'm not looking either.
No, I never look for that stuff.
No, I don't either. That's why there's 3 officials out there now instead of 2.
Yeah.
They don't want to miss that stuff. So Walpock's got 13 seconds. They're bringing the ball down the floor with no pressure. Allie Vaughn is right in the face. They're going to drive, and 4-2.
There's Addie Allen.
Yeah. So, Indians down 11-6 in the first quarter. And our first quarter is Fort Camp Excavating first quarter.
Yep.
So
we'll be back right after this.
Yep.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Okay, we're back here at Walpock High School for the second quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance, second quarter, by the way. That's our sponsor for this quarter. So Indians, again, down 11-6, having a hard time finding a bucket. I think our field goal percentage is maybe
20%. I don't know. And that's within 5 feet of the basket.
Yes,
not going in.
Yep, just not seeing, like the rim is tight.
This might go.
Ooh, nope. Or not.
Three-pointer by Val from the right corner and didn't go in.
Yep.
Allie
Vaughn draws the foul.
Fought for the rebound, but could not get there.
Yeah. So Val Mullenkamp misses a 3-point shot from the sideline there. Allie Vaughn gets the push foul, which we could pretty much count on her getting a few fouls every game, I think.
Yes, she is very aggressive and causes people to do things they don't want to do.
Great steal by Val Mullenkamp. Yep. And she is driving. She is going to drive and not stop. Dishes it to Allie, to Brenna Holman, who's going to drive, stop, pop, and miss it again within 5 feet of the rim.
Just a little 5, 6, 7 foot jumper. Yep. Just didn't go.
Yeah.
Little runner. And
Val Mullenkamp gets another steal. Yeah. I'll tell you what, she just sees things happen, doesn't she?
And Olivia Patch was really putting the pressure on Mackenzie Wilson and made her.
Again, we miss it.
Yeah.
Another, that was probably a driving past that we shouldn't have, maybe you should have dished out. I'm not real sure.
Then Wapakoneta
makes a really bad play.
Yeah, I'm not sure
what happened there. Yeah.
I haven't been paying attention which one of them usually brings it up, but one of them had it, brought it up, passed it over to the other one who was
not paying attention
at all. Not looking at all.
Yeah.
Landed on the scorer's bench.
So we got the ball to the sideline, and Val Mullenkamp steps out of bounds. So turnover for the Indians. I'm not sure. She just wasn't, just not sure where her feet were at. Yeah. Probably barely touched the line, one of those things. So Wapak has to bring the ball in. They get the ball to number 15. Their player.
Yeah, Wilson.
And she dishes it out to 25, and Val Mullenkamp says, not today.
She blocked that one. Casey Minnick with a, trying to shoot a jumper from the corner.
Yep.
And it got about 3 feet before Val knocked it out of bounds.
Yep. Yeah, so that was a nice play. Nice read again. She just sees the court. She sees the play happen before it happens. Ooh, and we got almost a travel. Thought they were going to call it. Nothing. So Wapak is just kind of throwing the ball around, taking their time, trying to set up their offense to the right. Number 15, I feel like they want that ball to go into her hands. She must be the one to get the ball to. So they almost turn it over. Indians are putting a lot of pressure. Val Mullenkamp makes a great play again. Brooke Kolick for the layup, and she does not get it. Takes a player out with her, and Val Mullenkamp can't score. And
their
we are just struggling.
Coach is really mad.
Yeah, he is. Olivia Patch, finally. We finally get two.
5:55 left in the second quarter. We finally get a
little point. Jumper.
And our,
good hustle.
We are very aggressive, and their coach has been
pretty verbally aggressive, you think? Yeah.
Yes, he is not happy with our aggressiveness, let's put it that way.
Yep.
So he thinks they're missing some fouls, and of course there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, there is.
Basketball's been played differently the last, I'd say, 20 years, and what gets by today would have been almost a flagrant foul years ago. It's just strong, hard play.
It is.
And let's take a quick break, and we'll take a little breather here for a second and get a chance to catch our breath.
Sounds good.
Back in just a minute.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Welcome back to Wapakoneta High School. 5:45 left here in quarter number two. Indians down 11-8. Shots are not going. Our kids are hustling like crazy. Scrappy ball game, let's call it.
Yeah, and I think I made the comment last Thursday night of how I wouldn't want to play this game now. I'm kind of a wimp.
Finesse.
Finesse
is what we'll call that. Indians are the steal, and Wapak gets it back, and back to the Indians, and
They're going to call it on Brooke
Kolick. I think that might be a makeup call what might have been a charge on her on that last drive down there that their coach went crazy over.
Yeah,
technically it was a foul, but it wasn't. There's several different fouls on that one. As we mentioned earlier, we were talking about earlier, there's a lot of contact these days.
It could have been a no call.
Yes, very easily.
Yeah, because it's kind of a loose ball. Nobody really had possession.
Yep, and it wasn't anything flagrant at all.
Right. And driving, and somebody gets the foul here. We'll see who she calls it on. 13?
I think it's 15.
15?
14.
14. Okay, so Paige Fortkamp gets the foul.
And that's her second one.
So definitely some aggressive play going on. 15 dishes it out to 32, drives it in, and Olivia Patch gets the block, but they're going to call a foul. So they're going to...
Yeah, so it'll be our sixth team foul. So we've gotten four fouls in 3 minutes, and we had two fouls in the first eight. Yeah. So I think the Wapakoneta's coach complaining about that might have made a difference.
Changed maybe some calls, So they missed their first free throw at the Hall Brothers foul line. So that's a good thing. You won't like to see them missing those free throws.
And Hall Brothers needs to come through for us on that, but they let them get that one in
They did. So they score again, makes the Indians, or the score here, 12-8, Indians down. So a little pass to Olivia Patch from Brooke Collig, and she draws a foul.
Yep, a little turnaround half-hook jumper. And
yep, that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar move has.
Been nice to see that go in.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
But she does draw the foul.
And she draws it on 15, so that was huge. Mackenzie Wilson gets her first foul.
But
I think they need to do more of that. Keep drawing fouls on her and get her out of there. That'd be ideal, wouldn't it?
Yes.
That would be my game.
At least let her sit down a little bit. You know, she is, you know, she's 6 feet, and I'm sure she's, over her career, has gotten a lot of clean blocks and blocks that haven't, a little bit of a foul that haven't been called. If we can kind of get it pushed, we're going right at her. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, we might be able to make her more tired by the end of the game.
Yep. So Olivia Patch misses her her free throw. Brenna Holman comes into the game for Paige Forkamp. And Walpaw gets the ball, and they're going to drive in a little 15-foot jump shot, and she misses it. And rebound goes to Val Mollenkamp.
She needs a little help.
And then she's got a little help from Allie Vaughn. Thank you. And then Brooke Collig, who's going to drive around, and then dish it right into Olivia Patch.
There we go.
Easy, too. You know, what a great adjustment by Brian Patch, putting Olivia down center. I know she's a great outside shooter, too.
Yeah.
You know, but
And Wilson was right there and backed off.
Yep.
So she knows maybe that we're trying to work on her a little.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think she does such a good job down low that was a good decision. So Val Mollenkamp gets moving.
Yeah, the girl was driving toward the basket. She put her hand up there to try to.
Yeah. So she gets her first foul. So, again, Walpock is at the Hall Brothers foul line again. How many fouls is that? We're eight and seven. They have eight. We have seven. So Indians only down one. They're able to keep them from scoring, so that's a good thing.
Yep, we need to keep them slowed down a little bit.
I think if our field goal percentage was a little bit higher, we would be up by about 10. But so first shot is good. That puts them up 13-11. We've got 4 minutes left in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter.
The Mackenzie Wilson made the first 6 points of the ball game, and hasn't scored since.
Yeah, so I think we put a guard on her or something. We put something on her. So Val Mollenkamp gets the rebound, and Indians are pushing it down to the floor to the right side to Brooke Collig. Back out on the top to Allie Vaughn. Slides it to the right, slings it to the right to Brooke, who's just going to dribble on. He called that out on us.
Yeah.
Kind of looked like they touched it, but she takes a driving attempt and misses. Doesn't even get to the shot. She actually throws it out of bounds. So good try by Brooke Collig.
Yep. Wapakoneta has it just under 4 minutes in the second quarter.
Yep. Oh, and Brenna Holman makes a great read. Oh, and she turns it right back over.
Yep. Allie Vaughn caused him to throw a bad pass.
And I think Brenna had good intentions. It just took too long to make that happen. Yep. So great block by Allie Vaughn. I tell you what, she is she is just a great player. She's so fun to watch.
Yeah, the Indians come another way, and Val misses one. Olivia there to clean it up, and we're tied at 13.
Yeah, Olivia did a nice job cleaning that up.
3:25.
So good job for the Indians getting two more, and then they tie the ball game for the first time. So great job. Number two drives, and Olivia Patch gets the foul. A little too much body. I think if she would have thrown her body into it, she would have been okay.
Yep. And Taylor Jenkins kind of jumped into her a little bit. Taylor Jenkins played in the JV game and was kind of a difference maker for them. That she played two of the quarters, I believe, and those are the quarters that Wapakoneta won.
That would make a difference.
Yeah. She's only a sophomore, so she may be maybe not exactly where she wants to be here as a sophomore, but in the varsity game. But she was a definite difference maker in the JV.
Yeah.
So the second one's up, and that one is good, and they retake the lead.
So Hope Wendell checks in for Olivia Patch. We're gonna let Olivia probably sit down this quarter because she got two quick fouls.
Yep.
So she's probably going to sit down the rest of this quarter. So Brooke Colley over to Brenna Holman. Brenna Holman, high pass to Val. Little jump shot and misses. Allie Vaughn for the rebound, though. She's in the corner and gets pushed out of bounds, and it's a turnover. Turnover to the Wapak Redskins. So
She goes out of bounds. But,
yep.
Looked like she got a little bit of a nudge.
Yep. We've got to fight through those.
Yeah, because they're not going to call all of that for you.
Nope. So Wapak gets the ball in, and we're putting a whole lot of pressure on them. Okay, and somebody touches it, goes up in the air, but can't quite get it. And they have control, just throwing the ball around, taking their time. Number two for three, and she misses it, and the rebound goes out of bounds to Fort Recovery.
And
so
Jenkins
Fort Recovery
again
gets possession.
And she was good and warm in the JV game.
Mm-hmm.
She's one for one at the free throw line and missed that one. So Allie Vaughn's bringing it up now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And slings it to the right to Brenna Holman. Looking to see who's open. Oh, and there's Allie Vaughn. Just a little.
Yep. Allie Vaughn was open.
She was.
And she took a step toward the basket. And we threw it across a group of people to where she had been before she took that step and went over her head.
Yep.
So 220, Indians down a point.
Mm-hmm. So Brenna Holman on the stay close defense here, getting ready to trap her. Fans aren't real happy about Brenna's pressure. Number two shoots for three and misses it. Allie Vaughn for the rebound out to Brenna Holman, who slows it down. We had a fast break, but they got a touch on it to slow it down. So the Indians want to take their time to the left to Brooke Colley, to Brenna Holman, back to Brooke Colley, into Val, to Hope Wendell, who just can't quite finish on that. That was a Hope trying to shoot over 6 foot two Mackenzie Wilson. You just didn't quite go as planned.
So minute 35.
And a turnover.
Yep.
Indians force a turnover. And ball goes to Hope Wendell. So nice play by Hope Wendell. Allie Vaughn's going to take her time and dribble the ball over the half court line to the left to Brenna Holman, who waits for things to happen. And she's going to dribble over to Brooke Colley, back to Holman, into Hope Wendell, back to Brenna, and she's going to drive and dish it to Colley down low.
She just misses.
Great play. I think we just need to keep trying that. I think it's going to happen.
Yep. She was a little too far under the basket, but it was definitely a good play.
Yep. So Val Mullenkin gets a rebound off of
Mackenzie Wilson's missed shot.
Yep. Brenna Holman played some good defense on Wilson for no bigger than she is.
Yes.
She made Wilson completely miss the rim. So.
Yep.
So good job there. And she didn't touch her either. She just psyched her out enough, I guess.
Yep.
So
Indians 35 seconds here.
Yeah, they're taking their time, looking at their offense, making sure things are setting up. They're staying high here. So colleague is taking control of just keeping things slow. Allie Vaughn.
20 seconds.
I wonder who's going to get this shot.
Say we're probably going to want to go inside, but maybe not. Maybe
we'll
go inside and kick it out.
Yep.
10 seconds.
And Allie Vaughn to Hope Wendell, who's going to drive and dish it back out to Allie. Little jump shot, and she misses short, but Hope Wendell fights and quarter over.
Yep.
So at the end of half, we're only down one, 14-13. Not a bad half.
Yep. Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard says 14-13.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Yep.
We played well. We didn't shoot well again.
Right.
That will change.
Yes, I think so too.
We'll be back in just a minute or two with the Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Wapakoneta High School. And Indians down by a point, 14-13, as we mentioned right before we, right at the end of the second quarter. Indians are playing well, shooting well, but they're just not going in. We're playing hard, and this is a really good Wapakoneta team. There's definitely some very good skill with their players. So, we just have to pick it up. We have to make some shots.
Mm-hmm. I think just looking at stats, points-wise, Val Mullenkamp hasn't scored yet. And I think once we get her going, this could be a whole different game. And she's taken a lot of shots.
Yes.
But I think their homework was, or the girls' scouting report was, stay close to Val Mullenkamp. I want two people on her at all times, every time she touches the ball.
Yes.
So, you know, in
that's
her defense,
a good idea.
It is a good idea. And every time she's got that ball
she
in her hands, she is shooting over two people. So I think if she just gets hot, I think this could be a difference. That could be a difference maker. So
from what I'm seeing here, too, we have Paige Fortkamp and Olivia Patch, both with two fouls.
Yep.
Not serious foul trouble, but, you know, that they could both easily finish the game with two or quickly get two more fouls early.
Right.
Again, the game is physical. I look like Wapakoneta has one person, Addie Allen, a 5'5" freshman with two fouls. Hustling defender, I would say, is probably the what's going on there. Coming in for just to try to get some steals, but so they're not, they don't have much going on as far as foul trouble. Mackenzie Wilson, there looks what I would say is their best player, 6 foot junior, has one foul. So they for some reason they clear all the fouls and the scoring off of the board here at halftime. They could easily leave that up there and help us out a little bit.
Right, but they don't do that.
They didn't do that. So not sure exactly, go ahead.
Yeah, leading us in points today is Olivia Papp. She's got 8 points in the first half. So, like I said, she's been a pretty big factor down
so
in the center.
So there's three baskets and a couple of foul shots. Is that, am I remembering right?
Yep, three baskets and two foul shots that she got in there. So, she's got a nice...
And like Val and a couple other girls, she could very easily have three or four more baskets.
Yep, definitely.
Because we were not making shots at the basket, definitely in the first quarter, a little better in the second quarter, but still not where we want to be.
I agree.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Okay.
And be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hey, we're back. We're back at the Walpock High School. I'm with the Lady Indians, down by one at half, just 14-13. So they're playing tough. I think they had a better, like you said, a better second quarter.
Yep.
Just a little heads up for a couple upcoming sports for you guys to all jot down is tonight the boys will host Delphus Jefferson. This game was originally scheduled for December 29th, but it got moved. JV will start at 6, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that. So make sure you tune in tonight for the boys basketball game, and it's their opening night. So it should be fun to watch. They look like a pretty young but aggressive team. So I'm excited to watch them play. So. And then next week, the girls will host Versailles, and then WPGW will simulcast, so make sure you tune in next Thursday. And then Friday, the boys are at Versailles, and again, we will broadcast, so tune in. And then next Saturday, the girls host Ottawa-Glandorf, and that game starts at noon for the JV. WPGW will simulcast that one, and then next Saturday, the boys are at Jay County, and that's always a... Yes. State line rivalry that just goes a wire. So that will also be WPGW simulcasted. So make sure you guys tune in and listen to some great announcing.
Or better yet, go to the games.
Listen
in the archives later.
Yeah, come to the games. They're a lot of fun. So.
Yep. So let's take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
Everything is going just great, then. Or,
you're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Okay, and we're back. We've got about a minute left before the second half starts. So our third quarter K&L tractor is about to begin. So I'm anxious to see what kind of changes we make, what we do different. We're only down one. I think they've played a tough game so far.
Yep.
They've played aggressive like the entire time.
Yes.
Which is a change from Thursday night. Thursday night, I thought they were a little bit, I don't know, maybe nervous because it's the first game jitters. I don't know. But definitely way more aggressive this game. The entire game from start to finish. So I'm anxious to see what we do different and how we adjust to what they're doing to us. So.
Yeah, I think if we can just make some of those inside shots,
Yeah, that would be huge.
That would be very good.
I'm curious to see what our field goal percentage is. You know, we've had so many bunnies, yeah. So many just little short ones.
It can't be good.
Yeah.
Definitely isn't as good as we want it to be.
Yeah. So. We'll just see what kind of changes they make. I think, like you said, Kenzie Wilson just scored the first 6 points, and then she hasn't scored since. So whatever adjustment we made there was a good adjustment. And I don't know if that was just a change of defense on her. I really honestly don't know. I don't pay that much attention.
And I don't know if it was a plan or just how it worked out.
Yeah.
But Brenna was backside on her when somebody else was fronting her, and it wasn't... you know, it worked out pretty well where Brenna was giving her fits.
Yes, so, yes, she was. And for as little as she is, she was able to defend her and keep her from scoring a couple times, and that was huge. So kudos to Brenna. And she gets a nice rebound, and she has to come out and defend and work against two girls. So
Audra Schaub misses the shot.
Yep. So Indians got the ball. Allie Vaughn's dribbling it down. Looking to slow it down, set up the offense a little bit, drive, and dish out to Brenna Holman for the three. Misses it short, and Allie Vaughn hits it, or just out of bounds, and hits it, and can't quite get the rebound.
I think that Allie went out of bounds and then flipped it. So,
So Wapak gets the ball. Nobody has scored yet. Man-to-man defense by the Indians. They do a nice job of fighting through them screens. So Olivia Patch is on 15, and three-point shooter misses, but little tiny number 11 gets the rebound. And a fight for the rebound, nobody can come up with. It goes out of bounds off of the Indians, so Wapak will maintain possession.
Yeah.
So it's like that ball has, I don't know, butter on it, or Crisco, or
nobody
something.
Nobody seems to be able to grab it as easily as we want.
There's that left-handed three-point shooter. She's a...
It's Katie Engel.
She's
very nice shot.
Yeah. So she gives him three more.
She's a senior.
Yeah, that puts him up by four. So Allie Vaughn with the ball over to Brooke Colleague, who's going to drive it in, dish it to Olivia Patch with a turn and spin, and nice play by Olivia Patch.
Off the glass and into the hoop.
That was pretty. That's exactly what we want your big man to do right there. She textbook play right there. So
just under 6.5 to go here in the K&L Tractors third quarter.
Yep. So Wapak's got the ball. They're moving the ball around. There's their left-hander. She drives it and misses it. And again, their shortest players get the ball.
Yep, Cassie Saunders.
Yep. And Brenna Holman says, I think I want that ball too. Yep. So she does a nice job of getting the jump ball. So nice aggressive play by Brenna Holman.
Alternate possession, Indians get it.
Yep.
Ball into Allie.
Yeah, and Allie's going to dribble it nice and slow down the court because she's not in a big hurry. So that's what we like to see. No pressure. Over to Brooke Colleague, who's going to drive and not quite going to dish it off yet. Brenna to Allie Vaughn, who makes a nice, and she just misses it. And Val Morenkamp reaches over the top. That is little number 11.
I didn't see that. She got that rebound. I thought that was clean, but
I did too.
That's her second foul.
That little number 11 is just making things happen.
Yep.
They're no bigger than she is. So.
Yep. Yeah, spitfire, and that's good.
Yep, that is.
She's,
So Indians press, and they manage the press pretty easily. But they're putting a whole lot of pressure on them, and they make them turn it over. So good job, Indians. I think that was Brooke Colleague and Allie. Was that Allie there making her turn it over? So,
Olivia was inside. They tried to get it into her, and
Olivia said, not today. So Indians are, again, not pressured, and they're just coming down the floor nice and slow. Allie Vaughn takes the ball down, dishes it to the right to Brooke Colleague, who's going to drive, and then dish it back out to Molenkamp, to Holman, to Allie Vaughn, who drives, stops, and shoots. Little 10-footer that doesn't quite go, but little hustler Brooke Colleague is in there, and she dishes it to Val, who can't quite get a hold of it, a little too high. Allie Vaughn, aggressive defender on number 32, but they decide to get the ball. And good defense by Olivia Patch to keep him from scoring.
Yep, that was Engel on the layup, but it was a right-handed layup and didn't go in for.
Yeah, so Olivia Patch to Val Molenkamp, and Val can't get it over number 15. Yep. So she gets her shot blocked.
Wilson with a block.
Yep. And ball goes back to the Wapak Redskins.
and to the right, and they dish it into Wilson. Olivia Pash does make a nice play.
Yep.
She makes her use her left hand to hook shot, and she misses it completely. Brenna Holman, little fast press, or what do you call that? Fast break play to Brenna Holman, who draws a nice foul. So that's what we like to see.
That's Cassie Saunders, the hustler, and that's her second.
So Brenna Holman goes to the Hall Brothers foul line, and hopefully the Hall Brothers have some good vibes, and she can sink, get us two here and tie us up.
Even though Hall Brothers and K&L are competitors.
Right.
Not on the basketball
not
court.
Not on the basketball court.
They're rooting for her, too.
That's right. Amen to that. So she misses her first one. Indians down 2, 17-15. We'll see if she can get her second one in. So I'm up here massaging Whitley's ankle, hoping it would make it feel better. I don't know if this is working or not.
Second's going in.
Yep, Brenna Holman makes her second one.
17-16.
Oh, Indians give a little pressure. They have to take their time. Oh, can't quite get in front of her. She gets open, number 12. Dishes it out to 11 for the three-point shot.
Saunders,
she misses it. And this little short number 12 gets the rebound. I'm telling you, these little short girls are aggressive.
Yep, that's
aggressive.
Addie Allen, she's a freshman.
Yeah, they just know. They just know how to, or they got to go to the ball.
Yep.
Yep. Walpock's going to take their time and wait on the right.
Just over 4 minutes.
Yep.
K&L Tractor.
Allie Vaughn gets the foul.
Board.
Yeah. So good driving play by Mackenzie Wilson, drawing the foul from Allie Vaughn. So Mackenzie Wilson's going to go to the Hall Brothers foul line. That gives Allie Vaughn, her second foul?
I believe so. That's what I have.
Okay.
Well, scoreboard still only says her first, but I think that's...
I'm pretty sure it's her second, yeah.
Well...
So Mackenzie Wilson misses her first one. That's what we like to see.
They're showing Olivia Patch with her third foul.
Oh, so that's where they messed up. Yeah. So Mullenkamp comes in for Olivia
Patch.
So
now they're taking that off.
Yeah. They made the switch. Good. Yeah. Good. So I'll see if Mackenzie Wilson will miss this second one. That would be ideal. Get out of there. And she makes it.
Round and round.
Round and and it goes in. So Allie Vaughn's going to bring the ball down the floor.
18-16 now.
Yep. And she's going to drive, dish it out to Collegue, to Forkamp, to Holman. Holman almost turns
it
over.
Away,
but good hustle by Allie Vaughn to get that ball. And into Val Mullenkamp, who just gets hammered.
Yep, no call.
But no call.
Yeah.
And Brooke Collegue for the hustle play. And Brenna Holman takes a shot and misses from, 10 foot. So fast break by Walt Hawken. And Indians put a lot of pressure on her. And Walpock calls a quick timeout, which is probably a good play. I think she's about to turn that over. So we'll take a quick break.
Right after this.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Okay, we're back. We're back at the Walpock High School with the high school girls varsity volleyball game, or basketball game. My goodness, I'm in the wrong season.
I keep wanting to say runs. It's early in the basketball season.
It is.
3:20 left in the K&L Tractor third quarter. Yep. Indians down a couple.
Just down two, so it's like we just can't quite get a break. We need just that break of almost a steal.
Yep.
And number 13 takes it.
That's 15, that's Wilson.
15, Wilson.
Yep, nice three-pointer. She got loose finally.
She did.
Her first point since the first two or three minutes of the game.
Yep. Allie Vaughn, oh, I'm surprised they didn't call kick, but I guess as the offense, you can't, they don't call the kick. So Allie Vaughn brings the ball down the floor. Brenna Holman's got it. She's going to give it to Allie Vaughn, who's going to push it out. And we've got away from the ball foul, number 12 from Walpock. So that's what we like to see.
I think she pushed her just as she came across to make that pass.
And, gotcha. And, I'm too busy watching the play that I don't see what goes on, you know, away from the ball.
So that's the third one on Addie Allen.
Yep.
They'll take her out. She's a hustler, but they put another hustler in, the Cassie Saunders, number 11.
Yep, that they do.
They've got a lot of those, and so do we, and it's, that makes the game interesting.
Yeah, inbounds play for the Indians. Can't quite get it into Val. They're trying. They're trying, but like I said, they are double-teaming her, and she just can't quite get the...
And it's a little easier to do that with Olivia on the bench right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And... So we'll see how this all goes.
Yeah, inbounds play again. Allie Vaughn out to Brenna Holman, who gets a hold and then in to Val Mullenkamp again. Misses, but Paige Forkamp is there to clean it up.
Right.
So nice play by
Paige
Forkamp. So... Oh, and the Indians make a good defensive play. I was looking down. I didn't see what happened. Yep. I think she might have stepped over the line. A little hesitation in the pass because of the defense.
Yep.
So the Indians make a great defensive stop. And that puts us up. That 2 points from Paige Forkamp puts us up. Gives us two more points. And now we're only down three is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So, and we have the ball again. So that's huge.
21-18.
Huge. Yep.
230, 231. Left.
And Allie Vaughn on the inbounds play up high to Paige Forkamp, who dishes it down to to Val, who finally...
A turnaround.
Finally.
Kind of half hook.
She hook shots it in. I don't know how she got it in.
Well, she got some resistance, we'll call it.
Yes, she did. Resistance by two, I believe. So I don't know how she got it in, but she did a nice job getting that ball in.
And
so
that one's on Jessica Davis, her second.
Okay.
So it's 21-20. 2:28 on the K&L Tractors third quarter scoreboard.
Okay.
And
Hope Wendell checks in for Brenna
Holman. Officials here at the scoring table.
I'm not sure what's happening.
Talking to Coach Patch. So they're going to have a little stoppage in action. So let's just take a break and we'll be back in just a minute.
Looks like maybe there's blood on the floor.
The end of the lawn mowing season is not a good thing when you're in the business of selling lawnmowers. What do we do with all these lawnmowers when no one is shopping for lawnmowers? Well, you drop the prices and hope you don't have too many to store through the winter. At Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, we've slashed all our used mower prices as low as we can go. Some of these mowers have dropped in price by over $2,000. Now is the time to shop for a used mower. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery or see them on the web at hullbros.com.
And we're back here at Wapakoneta High School, and we determined that there probably was a little bit of blood on the floor. The official had a glove and a wipe that she opened up. Looked like some sort of official kind of
disinfectant
thing
wipe.
That she cleaned up a little bit. Not sure where it came from.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like anybody's having to go out.
No.
Although Hope Wendell went in, but she was going toward the scorer's table a minute before that happened. So... not sure.
The only blood I saw was in the JV game. Maybe that was left over from that. I don't know.
Possibly, but they should have.
They should have seen it.
Yeah,
they
probably
should have. So Val Mullenkamp is at the Hall Brothers free throw line for her three-point play, and she misses it. But
Brooke Collick
getting the rebound. And she gets trapped in the corner, and Brian Patch calls a quick timeout. So you want to take a quick break again?
Yeah, we'll take another break and be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Hey, we're back to the Walpock High School. did find the source of the blood. We had a girl with a bloody nose that was getting treated, and we didn't see her go
Cassie out. Saunders, and looked like a little bit, she had some cotton in her, I think it was her right nostril, and probably a little bit dripped. So.
Yeah, so they're cleaning her up right now, getting her ready to go back in the game. Fort Recovery Indians have the ball, and they're only down one, so.
Yep, 224 on the K&L Tractors third quarter scoreboard.
Yeah, Allie Vaughn with the ball. To Paige Fullcamp, over to the left to Brooke Hollig. Back to Val, top of the key, over to Paige Fullcamp, who dishes way over, back over to Hollig. Addie Vaughn to Paige Fullcamp. I guess it's going so fast I can't keep up. Yeah. Hollig to Vaughn. Down to Hope Wendell, to Hollig, out to Fullcamp. Fakes a shot and drives to Val. Hollig says, I'm going to take three. I'm wide open, and she's going to get it. So nice play, and that puts us up. This is our first lead, I believe, of the game. Yep. So Indians are up two now, 23-21.
As I said, that's in, I remembered our shots have all been online. They've been a little long or a little short, and that one was right in. So,
so
it turned out being right, but I shouldn't have said that. I could see it was right online.
Yep, definitely. So inbounds play by Walpock, and they're going to control the tempo here.
Minute 32 now in the K&L Tractors third quarter scoreboard.
Yep.
Indians with a two-point lead.
Walpock's taking their time setting up the offense. And out to Mackenzie Wilson. She's out past the three-point line, and they're going to dish it in to that left-hander. Out to number three. And they're going to keep it out now. Indians putting a lot of good pressure on them. Man, Paige Fullcamp gets a foul.
Yeah.
That's just
technically, that was a foul.
Yeah, I guess so.
But
I've seen so many.
That was in most times that we've seen it. That's good hard defense.
But
pull her on the Hull Brothers foul line here.
And she misses her first one.
Katie Engel.
That's what we like to see, them missing.
Yep.
So a couple substitutions in for Walpock.
Mackenzie Wilson is out, probably going to rest the last minute of the third quarter. Maybe we can pick up a couple of quick baskets while she's out.
That would be ideal.
She's a pretty good defender, too.
Yeah, that she is. Okay, so she makes her second one, and that puts us up only by one. Allie Vaughn is going to dribble the ball and get it out to Val Mollenkamp. Thank goodness she was aggressive towards the ball.
Yep.
To Allie Vaughn. To Brooke Hollig. Brooke Hollig gives it to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn dishes it out to Paige Fullcamp. Back to Allie. They're going to take their time. They got 41 seconds in this K&L Tractors third quarter, so they're going to take their time and take the last shot of the quarter. Paige Fullcamp with the ball to Allie Vaughn. And she's just going to hold it. Paige Fullcamp, Allie Vaughn.
20 seconds now.
They're just passing the ball around, taking their time. Let's see who gets the last shot here. Let's see who gets open. 13 seconds, 12. No pressure. Nobody's moving. Allie Vaughn is going to dribble and dish out to
and short Hollig.
Hollig, who just gets it short, and that's going to end our third quarter. So Indians had a nice, much better third quarter, I think.
Yep, 23-22, and we'll be back right after this with quarter number four.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in full type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back? Okay. Yep, we're back.
Sorry.
Oh, that's
my fault. I was looking at the scoreboard.
Yep, it happens. So we're back for the fourth quarter, the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. And Wapak's going to have the ball. And number three is going to drive and miss it. And then we got to fight for the rebound.
Yeah, Audra Schaub had a nice little attempt there. But
yep. That was quite a loose ball drill. What was it? Five girls laying on the ground.
There's a pile of them.
Yeah, there was a pile. That was like a tackle. That was like a tackle in football
all
right there.
In possession, we get it.
Yep. So Allie Vaughn's going to bring the ball down the floor without any pressure. That's what we like to see. I'm sure that'll change before this quarter's over. Paige Forkamp's going to dribble into the lane and turn it over.
Yep, lost it. Lost the handle.
Yep, she did. I think you're asking for trouble dribbling it just down through the lane there. And
I think she was thinking she's going to pass it to Val, and while she was looking to see where she's going, the ball got away from her.
Yeah. Wilson out to number 22, and rebound goes to 22. So 25 shot at 22, rebounded
Engel
it.
Shot it, Minnick shot it, and Engel got the rebound.
Yep, and 24 gets the foul, which is Allie. I believe Allie Vaughn gets the foul. So so they're going to go to the Hall Brothers.
It'll be her third.
Okay.
Believe.
And she's going to take her first shot. She's going to make it. She makes the first shot. Brenna Holman is going
to her at three, but they have her at two on the scoreboard. So, now they put it to 22. That'd be Val, and that doesn't correct either. So
yeah. So Paige Forkamp takes a seat. She went in and played a nice game. No point.
I didn't see which player they said. They usually say the number, but I didn't catch that. But one of theirs got into the lane.
Yep, that's the third time tonight that's happened. Yep. Once in the JV and twice in the varsity.
Yep.
Somebody
23-23.
Here's the pressure.
7-11.
Here's the pressure I was thinking we were going to start getting soon. And Allie Vaughn's going to dribble right out of it and get fouled. So I knew that pressure would be coming. I just didn't think it would come this quick.
On Audra Schaub, her second, I believe.
Okay, so Allie Vaughn.
They have her at three, so I'm off on that one, too.
Okay.
That's okay. They're helping us out by, by announcing it.
Right. And the official is...
Whoa.
Oh, she was too close. I've seen that
Did
happen.
You see what he said?
No, I didn't.
He said, move back. Do you mind?
Oh.
I think he said that.
So Allie Vaughn is dribbling.
He may have said something about the line, but he gave her a really nasty look.
He did. I mean, Brooke Collig just stood. There was a nice dish by Allie Vaughn. Dish to Brooke Collig, of all people.
Yeah, sorry. I was chit-chatting.
Yeah, that's okay.
And we went ahead.
Yeah, that's okay.
Woo.
Mackenzie Wilson takes a shot and draws the foul from number 21, Olivia Patch.
Yeah, she threw it over the backboard.
Yep, she did. And I'm not sure Olivia touched her.
Force it. Yep. And Olivia gets her fourth.
We can't have that.
6:38. I guess we have to take her out.
Yep. So
take her out for a couple of minutes and let her play the last four.
Yep. So Paige Forkamp is going to come and hopefully give her the best she can. So the Indians are still up by one, but Mackenzie Wilson makes her first shot. So 25-24.
I hope this works out. Obviously, we're being very aggressive toward number 15, Mackenzie Wilson.
Yep.
She makes her second one to tie it up, 6:38.
Yep.
On the Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard.
Yeah, they took the pressure off, so we are over the half court line. Brooke Collig to Paige Forkamp, who's going to drive and dish out to Allie Vaughn. To Brenna Holman, out to Allie Vaughn, who's going to...
Brown
Mullenkamp gets a great rebound and put back up for
passed
two.
Passed over to Brenna. She missed it. Foul with the rebound. And
nice.
Indians up two again, 6:05.
Yep, that's what you want to see. A good offensive rebound and put back in. That's how you play the game. But they're going to let...
Yep, when drove right in. Katie Engel goes in. That left-handed shot again.
Untouched.
Goes in.
Yep.
27s now.
Forgot her defense on that play. So Allie Vaughn's going to drive and miss, but
Val
Mullenkamp with a rebound and gets a foul. So, or she gets fouled, I should say. So we'll see who
three. Number three gets the foul. So whoever number three is, Audra Shaw.
That's her fourth. I believe.
Yay.
Picked up two real quick here in the last minute or so.
Yeah.
Be out of bounds for the Indians with Allie.
Allie Vaughn out to Paige Fortkamp into Val. Back out. Paige is going to take a three-point shot, and she's feeling it. She takes it and makes it. So great play by Paige Fortkamp. Nice job.
I'm hoping that's exactly what would happen.
Yep.
She's good at that shot.
Yep. Great defensive play. Oh, Paige Fortkamp just reaches over and gets a foul.
Drove in and missed the shot, but
we fight so hard for that rebound. Our hands are fouling like crazy. So
fell on the rebound. So
before camp,
and it's her third.
That's okay. We can handle three. So while Pock has to inbounds the ball, Indians are up by three with 5.5 minutes left. So defense is, and Val Mullenkamp gets a piece of that.
Partial block.
Brenna
was boxing out for the rebound, and she didn't realize it was blocked and bounced right in front of her.
Yep, and she did not know that the shot was even taken, I don't think. So. Yeah. Ooh, and the fans are mad. I don't know what happened.
Went out of bounds, and they're discussing on who was out of bounds on.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if they made the right call there.
The taller official that had been catching an earful from the Wapakoneta coach earlier overturned the other guy's call. It may be right. I didn't see all of it.
It
happened on the other side, and there's six girls in between us. And
look at that. Ball doesn't lie. They just turned it right over.
So they threw it to her, and she was going to do something before she had the ball and did not watch the ball into her hands. Even on a soft pass, you need to do that.
Yep. So Indians up three, and they got the ball. So Brooke Hollig for three. She's feeling it a little bit long is what she's feeling.
Yep.
So they get a rebound.
Thinking we could have run some clock.
Yeah, I think we could have too.
That's okay. If you think you're...
And she was open.
I don't have any problem with being aggressive.
Yep.
I just... Side to Wilson and up and in.
Yeah.
So 30-29, 4:43 on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard.
You know, I'm with you. We should have used up that clock a little bit more on that last play, that last possession.
Yeah. But, man, she was wide open.
Yeah.
Allie Vaughn.
For the drive and foul. She makes the bucket, gets the foul.
That lane was wide open.
It was wide open.
She was out at the volleyball line.
Yep, she was.
And she started in, and nobody came in to close that lane. She just went right to the basket, and her defender trailed her and fouled her.
Yep, and, you know, she's a left-hander, and she went into the right side of the basket, and I'm sure that Jeff has worked on that right hand over and over and over, and it pays off here. So she misses her free throw. Indians are up three. Wapak is rushing the ball down the floor. They need to score, and they know it. So, but they're going to take their time here and set up their offense, and we'll see what they come up with. See if they can get Wilson open, because you know that's their ultimate plan.
Yep.
So they're taking their time, setting up their offense. Indians sticking to their man. And Brooke Hollig gets the rebound. I'm telling you what, that girl has got a nose for the ball.
Yep.
She has got a nose for the ball. Paige Fortkamp bounces it off of somebody and she kicks it.
She's trying to get it bounce past to Val in the lane and got kicked by Wapakoneta player. Didn't see which one it was. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Allie's taking it out. Session. Just under 4 minutes on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians up three, 32-29.
Yeah, Val Mullenkamp with the ball. And she's driving, but she gives it to Allie, who drives to the basket, dishes it out to Fortkamp. Oh, can't quite score. Brooke Hollig over the back foul.
Yeah, the girl had the rebound. She tried to knock it out of her hand.
Yeah.
You know, she was behind her. Even if you barely touch them, when you reach in from behind, it's going to be a foul.
Right.
And that is, I think, what happened. She barely touched her, but that gets called all the time.
Yeah, it does.
Looks like we're going to take a full timeout.
Yep.
3:44, Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians lead by three.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you.
Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back here at Wapakoneta High School. Indians, you know, it looks like we've been taking shots before we need to here in the last few minutes here.
Yep.
There's a little under 4 minutes. They got the countdown on the timeout, so I don't know exactly how much time is left. A little around 3 or 4 minutes left.
Yep.
And we've been going down and taking good shots, decent shots, but we don't need to be taking those shots.
Yeah.
With a lead, we need to be running the clock a little bit at least.
Yeah. And, yep. I agree.
We've missed some. We made some too. Brooke made it a nice three-pointer. Didn't need to shoot it then, but then next time down, she was wide open, took the shot. Didn't need to take it and missed it.
Yeah.
So need to be a little more patient. But again, those are all things. I'd say everything that I've seen that wasn't perfect today is very fixable.
Yeah, I agree.
With a little bit of conversation and a little bit of thought.
Yep, I agree.
So
number 12, she misses her
Addie
foul
Allen.
Shot, and Val Mollenkamp with the rebound. So
yep.
And she's just going to take the ball down the floor. Allie's waiting for it. She wants it, but
a little over 3.5.
They called it over and back.
That may be true. She she dribbled it to her right to keep the defender from getting it.
Yep.
Just as I think Brenna came over to help, and so there's two defenders, two Indians, all right at center court. So 3:30 left here, and Wapak has the ball down by three.
Yeah, not a good possession for us, but hopefully we bounce back here. So they're gonna look for Mackenzie Wilson. I know what they're doing.
Yep.
She's very patient down there, and she waits for just the right, like right there. Oh, but
she tried to make a pass.
But
and
Brooke Colick says, "Nah, not today," and she takes it all the way down the floor and draws a foul. So you gotta love that aggressiveness of that girl. You know, I know she had some hesitation to play this year, and I'm telling you what, I was kind of like, oh my gosh, she's so fun to watch. I would hate that. So
left-hander Katie Engel gets her third foul.
Mm-hmm.
Colleagues at the line.
She makes her first
foul. Line is up and in.
Yep, up and in. The Indians up by four now.
Yep, 33-29.
I think a couple of smart possessions here, and we just got to play smart and buckle down here. And she makes her second one. That was
both
huge.
Of them right dead center.
Yep,
that's how we want to.
And they
see it.
Yep, they didn't even hit the rim. So nice job by Brooke Colling.
Just over 3 minutes on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard.
So man-to-man defense on the Indians. She's on the floor. Get down with her. Oh, and they call timeout.
Yep.
Look, I'm hollering like I'm coaching or something.
The ball went to Jack. I think it kind of hit her foot, and she tried to get it. And technically, that's an infraction, but they don't call that too much on the offense. We'll just kind of stay here. Let's talk about the games coming up. Tonight's, of course, the boys' season opener for Delphus Jefferson. With Delphus Jefferson, we had St. Mary's scheduled for last night, but they went pretty deep in the football playoffs. So JV game will be at 6 o'clock tonight. It'll be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And next week, Thursday, the girls host Versailles. That's WPGW. We'll simulcast that. And then Friday, the boys will be at Versailles, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Then Saturday, girls at noon against Ottawa Glandorf at home, and then at Jay County that night, next Saturday. So Wapak has it in to Katie Wilson or Mackenzie Wilson that they want.
And they're going to take their time and set up their offense here. Brenna Holmes is back in the lineup. I'm trying to think of who she went in for. Probably Olivia Patch. Oh, we got a hold, and we've got a hold away from the ball on the Indians, and we'll see here in a minute who that's on. It is on number 10.
That's Brenna.
Brenna Holman. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
She was doing some pretty good defense, but had a hold on her there. So.
Yep.
So
Olivia Patch enters the game, so hopefully she can
the last,
hold on.
Last 2.5 minutes.
Yep.
That's good. So
yep.
Addie Allen at the line for the Redskins.
She's going to make her first one.
Up and in. So on the 1-1, she'll get the second one. That makes it 34-30, 2:37 on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Second one up. It is also good. We're down to three.
Nothing but net.
And they're putting a little pressure on.
Yep. And you knew that was coming. Allie Vaughn with the ball. And they are putting lots of pressure on her. Ball out to... Called timeout. Indians called timeout just in time. Yep. I think Brian was counting in his head.
The official had put his hands up to call the 10-second.
Brian
had already, he was in the process of doing that when he did it, and instantly within a second he'd already gone to the timeout signal. So let's take another quick break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Everything is going just great, then.
Or, you're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hey, we're back. Yep. We're back. The Indians, we have about 2.5 minutes left in this game.
Yep. It's 2:37 when Olivia came in. I believe it's slightly less than that now. Okay. A little over 2 minutes, 2:26 is came back up there. 34-31 Indians lead. We do have Olivia Patch with four fouls. Nobody else has more than three, so pretty good there. Val is getting it in to Allie.
Yep, Allie Vaughn's going to bring the ball down the floor. Oh, and she loses her defender. Nice, great play by Allie Vaughn. Brenna Holman over to Val Molenkamp. He's going to drive around. And she's
going
to keep possession of the ball. And she's on the wrong side of the court. But Allie Vaughn's going to take it across the line again. Over to Brenna Holman. So Indians are going to take their time. And they're really not in a hurry. But they almost turn it over.
Tried to throw it. And it wasn't really inside. It was way outside about the three-point line. Tried to flip it over a girl's head to Olivia.
Yep.
And Mackenzie Wilson flips it away. And fortunately out of bounds.
I'd like to see the Indians try to pass the ball around a little bit. And
I don't think Olivia is the person we want to have with the ball out there.
Right.
Val, maybe. We go inside to Olivia. That's good. Then to Brenna.
Brenna Holman, nice. Nice little five-foot jumper by Brenna Holman for her. I think those are her first 3 points. So that was a nice play. Very, very nice play.
That's four for her. So.
Oh, is it four? I missed two. Yep. That's where I missed my two. I knew I was calculating wrong for her. So nice little jumper.
Indians up five with minute 30.
So Wapak's going to have to do something here. Oh, they try to get it. They do get it into Wilson, who... They call a foul. Somebody's pushing. We're going to see. It's either Patch or Vaughn. I'm guessing. Yep.
24, Allie Vaughn.
Yep.
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 So we
Vaughn
don't like that, but it's better than Olivia.
Yes,
so that's
I agree.
Four on Allie.
Yep.
So Olivia and Allie each have four. Paige has three.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all we have in trouble.
I wonder if she misses her. Misses her first one.
Thank
that's
you.
What we like to see. Yep. So I wonder if there's going to be a change on defense with having Allie and Olivia down there both with four. I wonder if they'll switch and put Val down there. She's only got one foul. They may need to make a switch with Allie and her. Yeah. So Mackenzie Wilson makes her
Whole brothers helped
shot.
Us out that time.
They did.
She went
they
one
did.
For two. So.
Yep.
So it's still a four-point lead for the Indians.
Good. Allie Vaughn taking the ball down the floor.
Minute 20.
Good, good, good. Val Molenkamp with the ball to Brenna Holman. And they are really starting to get aggressive. Girls just need to just play safe. Just play safe here. To Brenna Holman. Let's use up that clock.
We don't need to take one more shot.
Right. Val Molenkamp to Olivia Patch. Back out to Brenna. They're taking their time to Brooke Colick. Who gets
double
it.
Teaming her.
Oh, they do double team and they get the steal. Brenna Holman's on defense, and she gets the block foul.
Yeah.
If she was there maybe 2 seconds earlier, she might have got the charge.
Yep.
But if anybody's going to take the foul, she's the good. She's the one that needed to take it. She's only got two now. So, Wapak put some great pressure on us and caused a turnover. Indians still up four with 49 seconds.
Jessica Davis. Yep. Mm-hmm. Jessica Davis at the line for the Redskins.
Yep. And I'm thinking she's a pretty good free throw shooter, too.
Yep.
This is that left-hander. Nope.
She's not the Hull Brothers foul line. And
makes her first one.
She needs to, Hull Brothers, you need to make her miss this one.
Yep.
Help us out a little.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 36-33. A lot of things can happen in 50 seconds.
Yep, that's way too much time on the clock. And she makes her second one. That means we're only up to Val Mullenkamp and Allie Vaughn.
And they're Allie doing Vaughn's some pressure on us.
Yep, just a little bit of pressure, not a lot, to Brenna Holman and to Val. Oh, and she gets fouled. Good. Maybe Val will get her some points. She's only got two this game. I think they've really been doing a good job of.
I think that will be Audra Schaub's last foul.
Okay.
I believe that's number five on her.
Yep. So she's going to. All right. That's one less person we got to worry about, right?
Yeah, but they seem like their fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth players are all pretty good, hustle a lot. They're putting the left-hander back in. Katie Engel, she has three fouls. So Val goes to the Hull Brothers foul line.
And ends up 36-34, 39 seconds left to go. So lots of time left. We'll see.
We need to make these.
We need to make these, is right.
Come on, Hull Brothers, pull it through the hoop.
Oh, and she misses her first one. But look at. Oh,
but
my
Pollack
goodness,
Brooke
Pollack making it happen again.
She couldn't quite get the rebound, but she kept tipping at it and
she just
got it loose. And
the
Indians grabbed it.
Kudos to Brooke Pollack there. She just makes things happen.
Yep.
You know, she did it all last year, and she's doing it again this year. I just love that player. She's so aggressive.
Yep, so 7 seconds went off.
Yeah.
And now Allie Vaughn's at the Hull Brothers foul line.
Let's see what we get to happen here.
Yep. We need to get these through.
Yep.
Get that first one.
Long. She misses, but Val Mullenkamp. Oh,
rebound
almost gets it.
Taken away.
And Brooke Kolick says, not today. Oh, my gosh. They called timeout, and they barely had
Brooke Kolick. Brooke Kolick tipped it away from her, and
she
could run it down, their coach very wisely called a timeout.
That he did.
I still don't like that if you don't really have possession, but they were the last one to have possession, so I guess you can call that, but I don't know. Let's take a quick break. Again, about 30 seconds left. Indians up two. Back in just a minute.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
Okay, we're back. We're back with about 9 seconds left of this timeout, but I think
it's around 30 seconds. I keep forgetting that they do that here, and they take the time off the clock, 27 seconds.
27 seconds. Too much time.
Yes, that's, as I said, with 49 seconds, a whole lot can happen in 49 seconds.
You aren't kidding.
The team could easily score 10 points in that time. The team could score 6 or 7 points in this. They have the ball. We have been playing very aggressive defense, and the officials have kind of been letting the aggressive defense play out, and that's good. We're up two.
Yeah.
20 seconds now.
Picks up a ball, and Indians have got some great, great aggressive man-to-man going on here.
Wapakoneta is playing like their head.
Yep. And they're going to try to get it into Wilson, who they can't. So great.
Brenna. Good job, Brenna.
Great job by Olivia Patch. Really, really, really came around Wilson.
Yep.
It's like she knew, she saw it coming, and she came around Wilson and kept the ball from getting into her hands. So that was a huge play by Olivia Patch.
Brenna was fronting her and Patch behind her, and Patch kind of flipped the ball away, and Brenna grabbed it, and now we have Brooke Kolick going to the line with 6.2.
Yep.
Hull Brothers foul line. Let's make two of these.
Yep.
She has two because it's a 10th foul. Each team with 10 team fouls now.
And again, kudos to Olivia Patch because a lot of times you see fouls called on those plays, but her timing couldn't have been any better to defend that.
Yep.
So.
And we missed the first one.
Yep.
So
we really
if they can make this one, they'll have to make a three, but it'd been really nice to be up four. Let's get this one in. We've missed missed four straight.
Yes.
That one's dead center.
That was huge.
Actually, it would have been five straight, I believe, if we missed. So, Fort Recovery takes a timeout. Let's take a timeout with her 6.2. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Okay, and we're back.
We're back. I think it's 6.7 seconds left.
Indians up by three, but
Brooke just made her second of two foul shots. So it'll be Wapakoneta ball to go the length of the court to get a three-pointer one way or the other to tie it.
Right.
Let's not foul them on a three-point shot.
That would be
give them a chance to win.
That would be ideal.
We have to play some defense to slow them down. So it makes it difficult for them to have time to get down, but we can't be so far down on the defensive end of the court, or our offensive end of the court that they get a long pass and an easy layup. So we can't let them get that, but we have our two tall girls back. Livia and Val are back around the foul line, and Wapakoneta, I believe, will call a timeout.
Yeah.
And we will be back right after this.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Wapakoneta High School, and again, I believe it's still about 6.7 seconds left. Brooke made a foul shot to put us up 37-34. We called a timeout to set up our defense. They got the play ready to go, and then I believe Wapakoneta called a timeout. Neither team has a timeout left now, and it's going to be Wapakoneta's ball, 6.2 seconds to go the length of the court. And
see if they change what they were doing.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We're still going to have our two tall girls back with Olivia right at the foul line and Val around the three-point line. We're putting a little bit of pressure to slow them down so they can't get it here quick. They got it to the girl in bounds, threw it quickly to the Katie Engel in the right corner, went right through her hands. It was a little high, and she could not handle it.
Yep.
Indians ball, 2.5.
And they get it into Brenna, and she's just going to hold it. Oh. Oh, the Wapak fans are mad. They thought somebody traveled. I don't think we had the ball long enough to travel, but good job by the Indians.
Yeah. So, Indians, 37-34 victors today. Really a rough one.
Yep.
Not like rough, but it was a fight, and we missed some shots. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with the Miracle-Ings post-game show. Be back right after this.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here at Wapakoneta High School, where the Indians, Lady Indians, have gone to 1-1 on the season. 37-34, hard-fought victory. It took about 10 minutes to play the last minute of this. A lot of stoppage, a lot of timeouts. So we'll be see Coach Patch coming up here. So we'll, again, 37-34. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Coach Patch right after this.
You want these for him?
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit kalppharmacy.com for details or email info@kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
For over 120 years, Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, has provided top-notch equipment, parts, and service to area farmers. If you've never been to Hall Brothers, please stop in and take a look around. Not only do we carry farm equipment from Case IH, Kubota, J&M, Mayrath, MacDon, Bush Hog, and many others, but we also carry Lawn and Garden, Toro, Cub Cadet, Grasshopper, and Echo chainsaws and trimmers. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Okay, and we're back, and we have Brian Patch here to chit-chat with us. He was in and out of the locker room kind of quick. I think that it's because we had a good night, or a good afternoon, I feel like. I thought they looked a little better, played a little better. I saw some changes you made. And the offense, it looked like to me, I don't know, tell us a little bit about that. What did you do different?
What did you see the change on?
I saw Olivia Patch down, making three buckets down.
Here's the difference. In the first game, we got 2-3 zones. And as the game progressed, they played behind and in front of her.
Okay.
And so it was hard to get her the ball.
Gotcha.
Because obviously if you have someone in front, it's hard. You got to lob it up over the top, but then when backside defense is in there, you're not going to do that. So they really tried. Their point of emphasis was to take her away.
Gotcha.
In that first game, and Val stepped up and had a big game for us. Yep. Unfortunately, we just couldn't finish it.
Right.
This one, they had a little more size. They felt like they could play us probably more straight up man-to-man.
Gotcha.
And so because of that, then Liv was able to, go one-on-one. Which is a matchup we like. If they're going to play behind, we like that matchup with Liv every single time inside.
Yeah.
And so we tried to make an emphasis of getting it in there to her.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately, she got some foul trouble, and we had to set her. Otherwise, I think she would have had a real big night.
I think so, because
we were getting her the ball. She was being aggressive. She was, kind of going to town and doing her thing.
Gotcha.
But, they didn't play a zone as much. And so because of that, we got more one-on-one opportunities with her. So that was kind of the change from her standpoint. But
gotcha.
The other part of it, though, I'm proud of our kids. As we told them on Tuesday, and I told you, Coach, that we're not going to be beauty queens. Nothing we do is going to be pretty and looks great. It's going to be ugly. We got to grind things out. We got to do things the tough way.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was happy that we finished some of those tough plays at the end, and we competed a little bit. We went after it. Still a little hesitant at times. Brenna came off, and she's like, Coach, this is a big moment. She goes, my heart's racing. And, you got a lot of sophomores out there.
Yeah.
haven't played some big minutes for us, a varsity basketball career, and now they're playing big minutes for us. And you know, even some of our juniors who have played in big moments haven't been in these positions as now their go-to people. You know, they relied on Grace and Carly and Kaya, and now, you know, we want Val and Liv and Brooke to get the ball, and it's like these kids are kind of like, oh, I'm supposed to be the one to go get it. And you know, so you know, talking before the game with Coach Allen, who I've known for a long time, he coached the Parkway with the boys, and you know, a lot of teams are in the same spot. We're trying to figure things out as we go through. We got a lot of area teams have good young talent, and so there's going to be some ugly basketball early on, especially by us. And you know, we just got to figure things out, try to figure our team out, and you know, just muddle through it and continue to try to get better and enjoy the process.
Well, good. I'm glad I'm doing this because I'm learning a lot.
So we're not smart enough to know that that there is that 2-3. Well, now we saw the 2-3 defense because Coach Guggenbiller pointed it out the other night.
Yeah.
But we're not smart enough to know that they changed it.
Either of most coaches, you just listen to people. You know, we don't know anything either. So
well, I don't believe that for a second. But 1-1 on the season. Things are, I think things are looking good for us. You know, we just need to get some more experience
Well, it is. Unfortunately, you know, I was stupid and tried to ante our schedule. And, you know, so we're 1-1, which is now we're happy with that. But, you know, now we got a great Versailles team who was at state last year and D3 coming in, and they return a lot of key pieces. And we also got OG coming in next week who's been to state 4 straight years.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, we're playing 2 teams next week who have been to state a lot lately, and both of them last year. In the same division. So, you know, it'll be a great test for us and a good challenge, but, you know, that's how we're going to get tested and get ready to play. And, and so we look forward to the opportunity to challenge. And as I told him, it's a fun group. And Coach, you've been around your kids like this. You know, we may not have the best skill.
Right.
But one, they want to listen. They want to be coached. And they play hard and they play for each other.
Yes.
And when you have a group of kids like that, you know, we may not get the wins amount that we've had the last couple of years. But it's sure fun coaching these kids because, you know, if something's not done, it's not because of lack of effort. It's just because they don't know, or we're just maybe not good enough to do some of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely not by the effort part. And for me personally as a coach, I love coaching teams like that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really excited about this team, just because we have kids that will get after it.
Yep.
And so it's really a joy and a pleasure to coach kids like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so our whole thing is we just got to continue making progress. It's all about it's about the process of getting better, not so much about the outcomes, because as I told him in there, you know, we made maybe two or three more plays tonight than we did the other night, and that's why we won.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't like we played a ton better. You know, people look at the outcomes and say, oh, they won, they played well.
Right.
And as you know, there's some games that, you know, and I told the kids, look, we're going to lose some games that I'll be happy about, and we're going to win some games that I'm going to be mad about.
Right.
And it's not the outcome, it's the process.
Yep.
You know, one play makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got to just continue getting that one play better each time out.
Yeah,
so.
I agree. And you talk about their hustle and what will to win. And there's a couple times I made a comment to Spencer here about how it almost looks like a football match when there's a loose ball. I mean, there's a loose ball, it's like everybody is on top of it. So you've got some great hustlers out there.
Yeah, and like I said, and that's what makes it fun to watch. So we'll continue getting better.
Yep, good. Thank you.
And I think by the end of the year, or toward the end of the year, we're actually going to be really good. There's a lot of skill out there that just isn't perfected yet.
Well, we have some key pieces that, you know, that are pretty good. You know, Val didn't have the best game today. She had a great game the other day, and that's part of the struggles of being consistent, and we'll get better at that.
Yeah.
It's early in the year. You know, Liv didn't play well the other day, played pretty well today.
Right.
Yep. But, you know, you add T back to our mix, and that completely changes stuff because, you know, now instead of Allie being all the ball handler, now Allie can play off the ball. She can get by people. You know, she's good at setting people up. You know, it works for defensive things. So that will definitely help when we get back and she gets 100%.
Yeah.
But, you know, like her JV, you know, our JV team, you know, they got better today. You know, they didn't win. But, you know, Walpock, I think, is now 2-0. They're pretty good. This is a group of kids that Coach Allen is really high on for his JV team. So for us, you know, Coach Vaughn coming in, you know, not that you don't think you can win games, but he was like, if we win, we're going to have to play really, really, really well.
Wow.
And so for us to come out and almost have that game, you know, those kids are making big strides and improvement. And it's just, we're a work in progress right now.
Yep.
And as much as everyone wants to win, it's just we as coaches, we got to understand we're a work in progress, and we'll continue to get better. We'll work our butts off as coaches, and our players will continue to work, and we'll definitely improve as the year goes on. So,
Well, I appreciate you coming up and talking to us. We'll be back in just a minute to wrap things up. Back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
For over 120 years, Hull Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, has provided top-notch equipment, parts, and service to area farmers. If you've never been to Hull Brothers, please stop in and take a look around. Not only do we carry farm equipment from Case IH, Kubota, J&M, Marath, MacDon, Bush Hog, and many others, but we also carry Lawn and Garden, Toro, Cub Cadet, Grasshopper, and Echo chainsaws and trimmers. See us at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Okay, we're back. We're back to finish up the night. Just a reminder of some upcoming events coming tonight. Boys will host Delphus Jefferson. Remember, this game is originally scheduled for December 29th.
So it's a throw-in. It's not on a lot of people's schedules.
Right.
So
make sure you
tell people.
Spread the news.
Yep.
And then
JV at 6 o'clock.
Yep. And then next week, girls will host for sales. WPGW will simulcast that on Thursday night. Friday night, the boys are at Versailles, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast. And then next Saturday, we host Ottawa Glandorf, and the JV game starts at noon. So big week for the girls for sales. Both, like Brian Pesh said, both those teams were at state last year. So big week for the girls. And then next Saturday, the boys are at Jake County for that state line matchup.
So, yep.
And then
the boys are finally going to be underway tonight with two more games next week, and girls with two games next week, and it's going to be a biggie.
So the girls, the first two girls pull out a win tonight, 37-34. The JV loses 31-29 in a little thriller.
Yep.
I think they played a really nice match. Their improvement from last year's night and day with a bunch of freshmen out there.
Yep.
As far as the JV goes, JV was led in points by Whitley Ramel with 10, but we can't leave out Marissa Gerke. She had 3 points and 8 rebounds, and then Elena with 5 points and 4 rebounds. Those two did a lot for the JV team this
game. And then there's all the hustle the other ones did that don't show there's no way to put the stats down to it. Coach Patch was talking about a bunch of hustle.
Yep.
Really just a huge improvement just from one game to the next.
Absolutely.
And very bright spot, especially with all of those freshmen.
Yes, I agree. And then the high school diversity team wins 37-34, led by Olivia Patch with 12. And might have some points not quite where they should be, but I know the second in points was Brooke.
Yep.
Colleague again with 8. So, and then Brenna with 5, Paige Forkamp with 5. Hope Wendell came in off the bench and gave us 2. So,
and a lot of hustle from her too.
She's
fun to watch.
Yep, she is. I agree.
They all are.
Yeah.
I love our basketball team.
I do too.
I guess that'll wrap it up from here at Wapakoneta. We'll see you in about 2-3 hours in Fort Recovery for the boys JV game.
All right.
We'll see you then.
Thank you.
Thanks, Diana.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.